I think, to be loser. There you are. Deborah, can you hear us now? I can't hear it. We can't hear you. All righty. Right. Well, there's nine of us here, so I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. I know that the previous meeting minutes were posted on the school website from the last meeting because they have to be posted within 10 days. And Deborah, did you get your thing to your voice to work? We can't hear you, so you can talk to us about the Lions Club. I can't unmute her. That doesn't get. Can you hear us? But we can't hear you.
She was typing in chat.
That must be something wrong with her microphone. It sounds like she's squeaking. Okay. She said that she can hear us. But Deborah, I can't share about the Lions Club camp. So I think I know a little bit about the Lions Club camp. I know that we have a chapter here in Argyle, and they offer a camp for students and children with disabilities, and like they have diabetics, they and kids that have epilepsy and other disabilities that they offer the camp, and it's in Kerrville, Texas. Is that correct, Deborah? Okay. So and what I guess if anybody, I don't know how we would think about how advertising that to parents, like probably through the school nurses and counselors to share that with the parents. And then we could put them in touch with someone at the Lions Club here in Argyle. Okay. All righty. All right. I am going to go ahead and introduce Dr. Paul Hagen. He's our district crisis coordinator, and I thought that he could talk to some of our parents that are on here just to tell a little bit about exactly what his role is and what he does.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Hey, before I forget, Deborah, I would love to get to know you and meet with you about having a partnership with the Lions Club. I've worked with Lions Clubs in previous years, and you do wonderful things. And I can get with some people to publicize all that you do for our students. So let's plan on getting together at some point. But my name is Paul Hagen. I am your crisis coordinator. I have a little over 30 years of mental health experience. I worked in almost all clinical settings. And prior to coming to Argyle, I worked in Coppell for about 20 years in their school system. And what I do is I kind of coordinate with teachers, counselors, administrators, and parents to provide mental health support for our students. And I'm the liaison between schools, homes, and hospitals to ensure that our students are supported in all settings. Sometimes that involves doing threat assessments, determining whether somebody's a threat to themselves or others, and providing support. Sometimes that's attending special ed ARDS and giving perspective. I do a lot of parenting support and help. What else can I? We do a suicide screener annually, and I participate in that at a high level, and provide ongoing support for kids who do show symptoms of suicidal ideation. What else can I say? I do Crisis Prevention Institute training, which is it's a nonviolent crisis intervention where we have kids that are highly anxious or highly disturbed, and they're physically acting out. And so I teach our restraints and verbal de-escalation to try to prevent students from escalating into aggression. Trying to think of all the things that I do. I coordinate with our campus police department and local police departments to try to help with any kids that could be aggressive and potentially hostile or be shooters, active shooters. And so I participate in that program at a high level. Trying to think of what else I do. I do a lot of one-on-one and small group work with kids, work with families to help them understand what their kids are facing, and more importantly, solutions to that. So I work very collaboratively with our counselors. We have an excellent group, and who then work with the kids and administrators well. I think I'm leaving off.
Train us.
Yes. Yeah. I try to offer any kind of training. I do a lot with anxiety, depression. I do presentations on disruptive children or challenging children. I most recently worked with our transportation department to help them understand, you know, how kids escalate, and more importantly, how to engage them and de-escalate them if they're upset or aggressive. Trying to think of what else.
Can you tell us if, you know, with the kiddos being virtual and coming back to school, how the whole COVID pandemic, has it affected any of our staff and any of our students and the emotional trauma of some of that for some people?
Yeah, I think it's had a significant impact. I think, you know, some of our kids who were anxious or depressed, I think isolation did not do them well. And I think it exacerbated some of their symptoms. And it, you know, avoidance is a difficult dynamic when dealing with those two primary conditions. And they get accustomed to avoiding challenges and the comfort around that. And they, so reintegrating, we no longer offer virtual. And so having kids come back and trying to engage in those demanding schedules and social demands, they've, you know, we have kids that are even more symptomatic now than before. So that it's had a significant impact. I think they lost a lot of rigor and resiliency through that COVID experience. So, and I think it's been particularly challenging on teachers. That was an amazing ordeal. Our teachers are some of the most resilient, hardworking people. It forced them to work really long hours. And, I don't think unless you taught, you realize how hard they worked and how capable they are. I am so proud of our faculty. They've gone above and beyond for a long time, and it's amazing what they do. So I think that's been stressful and burdensome on our faculty, and I think parents have been doing a lot of parenting support. I think it's across the board. It's been a difficult adjustment.
How do parents know how to get in touch with you? I know that we had talked a little bit about that earlier today.
Yeah. Well, I I'm going to try to be more visible on our webpage. I do have, I'm under the Argyle High School staff directory, but I'm going to try to get figure more prominently. I'm a district employee, so I go to all the schools, and depending on the school, each counselor knows me and can let you know how to get in touch with me. But I have, you know, I have a web page, I have a cell phone, I have an email, and so they can contact any campus and just let somebody at the front office or counselor or administrator know that they want to get in touch with me, and I'll get in touch with them.
Okay. We also refer him. Like when we get the kids in the nurse's office, there are many times that we talk to the parents about who he is and what he can do, and that he has to have permission to speak with their kids, and they have always pretty much been positive about that. Then we will call and leave him a message with the information or email him what we can.
Yes. And we try to have weekly meetings. I call them kids of concern, and it's just multidisciplinary. I try to meet with the nurses and the administrators and the counselors every week in the police department, just discussing anybody who's visible or there's a concern around. And we just try to coordinate on a number of different levels. And out of those meetings, we get communication to teachers and parents and or specialists, maybe through special education. And really just try to converge onto that student. So, and it's an amazingly collaborative district. We're really good at communication and a lot of team players. And Sherry, you know, you're a remarkable person. And in your position, you have a lot of contact and really good communicator and coordinator right there. So
I would just like to also say that with our kids, I can tell you 18 years, this is the highest amount of anxiety, emotional situations that we have ever had at the high school level. And some of it, like we said, with the going virtual and the COVID, it also, because families, parents lost jobs, parents had to move, they don't have the same family life they did, they lost grandparents, this, that, and the other. We have a lot of kids dealing with losing someone in their family, parents,
yes,
not just grandparents, but we've had many kids come here new, some that are already here that have lost a parent. And yes, so we have a lot of kids dealing with that. Not everything was because of COVID, but it just seems like it's a much higher number than it's ever been before.
Yeah, and the two trends are stress is up and coping's down.
Yes.
So that's what we've encountered on a number of levels. It just forces anybody in a caregiving capacity to work much harder, and so the trend I've noticed in the district in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
and we're having a lot more move-ins, and so the people coming in with the, you know, disconnected from their communities and culture and trying to assimilate is difficult.
Did any of the parents have any questions for Dr. Hagen? No? Okay.
I will tell y'all he's excellent. And if you ever need anybody for a kid or a parent or even a staff member, he's talked to everyone.
Yeah.
He's helped staff members just as well as he has parents and our kids.
Yes, and that's something I don't think people realize. I do. I'm here for the faculty, staff, anybody, parents, anybody in the district. I support. So, and I'm very flexible. I don't need to meet you on your campus. I can meet you anywhere, and I'm just happy to play a part in people's success.
Hi, this is Teresa Donovan. I'm a parent on the committee. I had a question, and you might have touched on it. I apologize if you did. As far as obviously it's so taxing on everyone and also the staff, is there any plan in place to continue with support for them or, education as you potentially get, more students coming into the district that perhaps have challenges or whatnot, because I would think that, even though we're on a dip as far as a surge goes, there's still obviously a lot of ramifications that are still going on for families and such.
Yeah, we're keeping a close eye on demands and needs of our students and families, and we try to project and stay ahead of the curve. And so my direct report is Dr. Wright, and she is really involved, and so I love working with her. I talk to her all the time. She's boots on the ground, and she also pays attention to any kind of trends or changes and needs. And I can't tell you how unique our school board is. They're very protective of our community and our district and our children, and they're open to discuss any needs and solutions to them, and so they're really knowledgeable and capable people, and Dr. Wright keeps them well informed. So I hope I believe we're keeping up and maybe even ahead of the curve with regard to all the demands. And like Sherry said, there's a lot of grief issues there. People have, they've lost the income, and they've lost family members. A lot of people are in a state of flux right now, but yeah, we try to stay up and even ahead of that. I don't know if I answered that question thoroughly, but
Yeah, no, that was great. Thank you.
okay.
All righty. Are there any other more questions for Dr. Hagen? All righty. We can go ahead and move on to the next thing. I was gonna just open discussion or questions if anybody had anything that they wanted to bring up. I do know one of the things that I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do a report every May, the School Health Advisory Council, like what we've done for the school year needs to be submitted to the board. And so I will put it together. We have our next meeting in April, and I will have it together before the meeting for everybody to look at and review and to make any changes or add anything to it of the things, especially like in the community and what we're doing at the schools, and go from there. Does anybody have anything else they want to add or? No? Okay. Well, our next meeting is anybody, the COVID numbers are kind of going down. I would say that we have a lot of flu. There's a lot of flu, just to kind of keep parents in the loop on that. So then the dashboard's updated every day on that. But if there's nothing else, then I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. And our next meeting is April 20th. And I will send out a couple weeks before the report and then the invitation and agenda for the meeting in April. So if there's nothing else, then I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 4:47. Are we good? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.